right, you little busybody. Get on your feet.
Me?
Yes, you. Stand up and be quick about it, or I'll kill you.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Death Comes in Cans. Early evening on the Brooklyn waterfront. The fog hangs like a soggy veil over Pier Number 9. It almost obscures that shack on the pier, the one with the sign that says, Reber's Harbor Service. Diving, dredging, boats for rent.
Well, that place looks as good as any, Pam.
Jerry, do we have to go fishing tomorrow?
Yep. Watch your step there, darling.
Why can't we go some other time when the weather clears up?
A true fisherman is never daunted by atmospheric conditions.
Well, they daunt me. This fog is ruining my hair.
Yeah, the fog will be gone by morning.
Hey, you.
Oh!
Where are you going?
Do you have to scare us to death popping out of the fog like...
I said, where are you going?
Just a minute. We're going over there to rent a boat. Is that all right with you?
No more boats tonight.
We want to reserve one for the morning for fishing.
No boats tomorrow either.
Well, don't you have any boats, Mr. Reber? Your sign says
I'm not Reber.
Oh. Well, then why
get your boat someplace else.
Look, if you don't mind...
I do mind.
Come on, Jerry.
George Reber ain't there. Get your boat someplace else.
Come on, Jerry, please.
Okay, Pam. Well, thanks for your hospitality, chum.
Yeah. I'll tell George you were here.
Honey, it's late. I've been waiting.
The fog. It slowed up the whole harbor.
Here, give me your coat.
It's wet. I'll do it.
Why don't you mind, honey? I'll hang it up for you. Here, let me help
you.
I'll
do it.
See, something the matter, honey?
I saw Mixer outside, Claire.
Oh.
On the pier.
Well, I was going to tell you, George. He wanted to see you.
On the deal he telephoned about?
Yeah.
What'd you tell him? Answer me.
George,
what'd you tell him?
Tell him me.
Okay. Now, what did you tell Mixer?
What do you think I told him? I told him you'd take his deal.
You?
George, just wait to hear what he wants.
I don't care what he wants. Didn't I tell you I wasn't having any part of Mixer or his deals?
Yeah, but wait, you...
Then why'd you tell him I would? Why?
Why? Because I don't feel like rotting away in this crummy shack all my life. That's why. I told him you were doing it for me. For me, George, honey.
For you?
Yeah.
You're not on parole. I am. I'm trying to stay clean, stay straight.
George, listen.
I'm trying to get us back on our feet again.
Listen, George, he's got two cases of dope on the bottom of the harbor. He needs you to get him out of the water.
Ah, forget it.
Well... Where are you going?
To find Mixer.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no?
No. Not if you want me around, you're not.
Look, baby, I took the rap for you once. You know how much I want you around, but this
okay,
time...
Okay, all right. But if you think I'm going to spend my life scraping barnacles and soaking in bilge...
Cut it out, Claire.
I mean it. I'm not wasting any more time in this sewer. Not with a spineless ex-con...
Shut up! Shut up!
George!
Shut up, Mixer! Claire... Claire,
let me alone. Let me alone, will you?
I shouldn't have done that, Claire. I just lost my head. I'm sorry, baby. Claire.
Go away. Keep away from
Claire,
me.
Claire, please, listen. You're so right that this is no good, not for us. I got to make it up to you.
Oh, sure.
I'll go with Mixer tonight.
George.
Yeah, I'll go. Sure, we can use the money. We save the dough he pays us.
Oh, there's more dough in it than that, honey. There's a lot more dough in it than that.
Let's keep the deal straight. Just payment for service. We don't want the stuff. We can't afford to fool around with dope. Please, honey. I want to stay out of trouble. For your sake, Claire. Okay?
Sure, Dora. That's okay.
Sure this is the spot, Mixer?
Don't worry. Map, compass, everything fits.
Well, you know, with this fog and everything and the tide, sometimes you can be way off the mark.
I said don't worry. You hear?
All right, toss the anchor over, Mixer.
Okay.
Here, help me with these straps, will you?
Okay, honey.
You going underwater in that outfit?
Sure. It's a skin diving setup, self-contained unit. Perfect for these harbor waters.
Is that tight enough?
Yeah, that's fine. Now... What am I looking for down there?
Two cases of canned tuna fish.
What?
Canned tuna. stuff is in the cans.
How'd you get these cases out here in the first place?
Brought it in from Central America on a freighter. The harbor patrol was getting too nosy, so he dumped them here and checked the spot. You ready, Reaver?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Get in the water and start fishing.
Go on, Pam. Time to get up. Come on, darling. Can't keep the fish waiting.
Oh, yes, I can. What time is it?
3:30.
3:30, Jerry.
Come on, it'll be 5 a.m. before we get there.
Do the fish know the difference?
The earlier it is, the hungrier they are. Now, come on, dear.
I'd rather catch the lazy fish, the ones that stay in bed till noon.
Not a chance. Nothing ever happens that late in the day. Come on up, dear.
Ouch.
Up,
oh,
up.
Jerry, ouch! There's George.
Where?
Oh, over there. He just broke the surface.
Hey, give me a hand.
Okay, George. Okay.
Can you make it?
Yeah, pull me up.
Grab on. Here we go.
Oh, it's cold.
What'd you find, George? Did you locate the cases?
No. Toss me that towel, would you?
No? What do you mean, no?
That's what I said. No, there's nothing down there.
Nothing at all, George? Nothing?
Look, they were dropped right here. Two cases of canned tuna. They couldn't be anywhere else.
I tell you, there's nothing down there. Now look for yourself.
Well, maybe the tide moving around, Mixer. Sometimes that happens.
No, they're too heavy for that. I don't like tricks, Reaver.
I'm telling the truth, Mixer. They're not there.
Well, maybe you did get mixed up in the fog, Mixer. Maybe your markings are off a little.
Shut up!
Maybe...
Get back in the water, Reaver. Go down and get those cases. Now.
Gun won't help a thing, Mixer. There's nothing.
I don't like tricks. I don't want trouble.
I don't want trouble either.
In the water, Reaver. Get back down there or else...
Claire, you stupid.
Oh, you were great. George, you were wonderful. You know, you almost had me believe in it, honey. You were great.
You killed
him. Now all the stuff is ours, honey. Two big fat cases. Go on, George. Go on down and get them.
You murdered Mick.
Go on, back. George. Go on.
Claire, I was telling the truth. There's nothing down there.
Nothing?
Nothing. You killed Mixer for nothing.
You're lying. The stuff must be down there. It has to be.
But it ain't, I tell you. Why should I lie about it?
Because you're afraid. Because you're a coward.
All right, have it your way. Even if the stuff is down there, I'm leaving it.
Oh, no, you're not.
I am. We're dumping Mix's body and getting out of here.
You stay where you are, George.
Claire.
I mean it. Don't you move. If you try to start this boat, I'll...
Claire, please, in the name of heaven...
Will you stop sniveling?
Well, let's leave it alone. Let's forget it. We can do okay.
Do okay?
We can. We are. All I care about is you and me. You're not worrying about cops anymore. If you'd ever been behind bars, you know what it was like. Rotten away.
Tell you for the last time, George. Go down and get that stuff.
It isn't there. Can't you understand? It isn't there.
Go down and take another look. And if you come up without it, you might as well not come up at all.
On the sea, singing joyous and free.
No wonder the fish have been ignoring you, Jerry.
Snobs, that's what they are, snobs.
We've been out here since 5 a.m., and I bet the fish are having breakfast in bed, laughing themselves silly.
Yeah, to be a good fisherman, you've got to have patience.
Right, and fish, too. Hey, easy on those turds.
Oops, sorry, darling.
Where are we going? The shore's back that way.
Yeah, but the fish are out this-a-way.
Oh, there's one.
What?
Wasn't that a fish over there?
Pam, dear, fish don't come up to the surface and...
Jerry! Jerry, look.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a man, isn't it?
No, Pam, it was a man.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Wigan, homicide.
Homicide? What?
May we come in?
Well, sure, I guess so. Come on.
Thank you. Oh, this is Mrs. North and Mr. North.
How do you do?
They were out fishing in South Bay this morning and found the body of a man in the water.
Really? Somebody drowned?
He'd been shot, Mrs. Reaver.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Mr. and Mrs. North were down this way early last night to rent a boat from your husband. And the man who was shot was on the pier then.
So?
Well, he seemed to know your husband.
Well, a lot of people know my husband.
This particular man has been identified as Mixer West. That mean anything to you? Where's your husband now?
Well, he's out on a job.
Has he been gone long?
Yeah, since 3 a.m. He left at 3 sharp, a diving job.
Does he always work such odd hours?
He likes to start while the harbor's quiet, not so much boat traffic. Listen, Lieutenant, you don't think George killed this man, do you?
I don't know. You say he's still at work, but his boat is tied up at this pier. How come?
Well, how do you know it's his boat?
Well, the man in the bait shop at the end of the pier told us. Wasn't your husband in prison for a while, Mrs. Reber?
Well, sure, for forging a check. He was broke. He needed money bad. He needed it for me. He did that for me. Does that make a guy a murderer? Does it, Lieutenant?
I don't know, but I intend to find out.
Reber.
What's the idea of getting my husband in trouble with the cops?
George in trouble?
Well, you told the cops that was his boat out there, didn't you?
Oh, I see.
Well, you want him to think George is a murderer?
George, a murderer?
Well, that's what they're thinking. I told him George was still working in the harbor, but you told him about the boat.
George Reber, a murderer? Nah. Still, peculiar things are going on around here. Highly peculiar. Too much fog, too much tide, and yesterday, that fisherman catching a net full of tuna.
Tuna?
Yes, sir, tuna. Imagine catching tuna in these waters.
Who caught the tuna?
Oh, one of them fishermen. Hauled in two cases of canned tuna. Best catch around here in years.
Who was he? Who found that tuna, huh? Who?
Well, I don't know exactly. One of them fishermen.
Well, who was he? Which one? What did he look like?
Like a fisherman. They all look alike to me.
Well, he had a boat, didn't he? They all got boats. Which boat is his? Which one, huh?
Oh, it's a foreign name. Like that song. Yeah, that's it. La Paloma. Why are you so worried about a bunch of canned fish, Mr. Reber? Hey, Mrs. Peculiar. This waterfront's sure getting peculiar.
Oh, you are, eh?
I want to talk to you.
Ah, bueno, si. You help Joe fix these nets, eh?
I'm coming aboard.
Bueno. Your job, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful voice. Señor Jose Tabormina, your service, señorita.
Yeah, okay. Now forget the funny stuff, huh?
Oh, I see. Poor old Joe. My bonita señorita, she wear the wedding ring. Señora, you have broke your...
All right, forget it. You hauled in some cases of canned tuna yesterday, didn't you?
Oh!
All right, what's so funny about that, huh?
Oh, it's the big joke. For weeks, I fish, what I get, nothing. Nada. So... Yesterday, my nate's bringing plenty fish, all packing cans.
Yeah. The fish in those cans, I came to buy those cans from you. You name the price.
You buy my cans of fish? Well, I am a fisherman, not a grocery store.
Listen. Will you let them come to me? That fish, that canned fish you found, it's no good. It's spoiled, you hear me? It's rotten. It'll poison you if you eat it.
Then why you want to buy poison fish?
I've got a good personal reason for wanting those cans.
Me too. I like tuna fish.
Will you shut up and listen to me?
Say, okay, baby. Why no?
I'll give you anything you want for those cans, Joe. Anything you want, huh? You name the price, Joe. I'll see that you get it. I'm not kidding, Joe. I mean it.
Ah, now I know. The other fishermen, they send you here to joke with me, eh?
Oh, nobody sent me, you dumb ox. I give you anything you want. What's the matter with you? You're a human being. Oh,
big joke. Hey, baby. Hey, you want some canned fish, no fooling?
You still think I'm kidding you?
You still say you give me anything?
Sure. I meant what I said. I wasn't kidding you. The deal.
Okay.
You go to my house, see?
Okay. Will you meet me there?
No. You tell my wife about that, then she give you the fish.
This waterfront is. You ask people about a murder and they tell you about a fisherman who catches canned fish.
Well, that's more than I caught today.
And that fisherman probably didn't have to get up so early to do it.
Well, I better check in at headquarters. The lab report should be coming through on Mixer's body.
What about this man Reber, Bill?
Huh? What about him?
Well, if you want my opinion, find Reber and you found your murderer.
I wonder.
What's there to wonder about? Reber knew Mixer West. Reber went out in his boat at 3 this morning.
And you think Mixer West went out with him?
Reber, for some reason, came back alone.
Well, you're probably right, Jerry. Well, can I drive you two back to town?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I've got to return that boat I hired. It's still tied up at Reber's pier.
Oh, gee, it would have been cheaper to buy it.
I'll drive it back to where I got it.
Okay.
Let us know if you learn anything, Bill. We'll be home tonight.
Right, I'll phone you.
Well, let's get rid of that boat, Pam.
I'll walk with you to Reber's Pier.
I might as well ride the boat to where I turn it in.
Oh, I've had enough boating for one day, Barnacle Bill. You do it. I'll wait for you on the pier.
Hey, I don't like you hanging around here alone.
Don't be silly. Go on. I'm a big girl now.
That's what bothers me.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What? Oh, yes?
Ain't you the lady who was with the police lieutenant?
Oh, yes, I... Oh, you're the man from the bait shop.
Yes, ma'am. Mind if I use your ear or mic? Well,
oh, no, not at all.
Over here. Just as soon nobody's seen us talking.
Well, what's wrong?
It's that Mrs. Reber, ma'am. Now, me, I'm a truthful fella, and I like to see the law get its way. And even though George Reber's a good friend and a big buying customer...
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at the peculiar things happening, ma'am. That Mrs. Reber, for instance...
Well, she's peculiar, all right.
Yes, like I say, I like to see the law get its way, and I'm here to tell you, ma'am, that she's protecting that husband of hers, protecting him from the law.
Protecting him? What do you mean?
Well, he's been considered for murder, ain't he?
Well...
Mrs. Reber herself gave me to think that, ma'am.
Now, why would she tell you or anyone something like that about her own husband?
Hard to say, but I'd say she knows more than she's saying.
Is she home now?
Nope. She got all head up about that fisherman who caught the canned tuna.
Canned tuna?
Imagine. Catching canned tuna in these waters, man. Sure be keep curious. Where you going, ma'am? Where you going?
Bonita, señorita. More jokes, eh?
Are you the man who caught the canned fish?
Hey, señorita, I give you canned fish. You give me anything I want, okay? Es bueno.
I beg your pardon?
Come down to the dock.
No, thank you. I'm looking for Mrs. Reber. Have you seen her?
Who?
Mrs. Reber. She's a blonde girl with frizzy hair and a... Well, a sort of wild look in her eyes.
Oh, si. I send her to my house. It's 112 Bayshore, my house.
Your house? What for?
She wants some tuna fish. She wants some of my tuna fish more than anything in the world.
Now, look, stop the joking.
It's verdad, baby.
And don't call me baby.
Okay. Your friend, she go running to my house. She sure must like tuna fish, that senora. Hey! Hey, baby, what do you run? You like tuna fish, too?
Wait a minute.
Oh, Jerry.
Where the heck have you been? I've been looking everywhere.
We've got to get you a phone.
What's the matter?
We better call Bill Wagon. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. What is it?
There's something strange going on. Come on, Jerry.
Well, there's a phone in the bait shop, but what...
That Reber woman.
What about
her? She likes tuna fish. Come on, Jerry. A woman doesn't go running around looking for cans of fish when her husband is... Well, come on, Jerry. I'll explain after I talk to Bill.
Mrs. Tavermina.
A lock.
Mrs. Tavermina? Anybody in here?
Hi, Claire. Mrs. Tavermina's gone shopping.
George.
You had to show up here sooner or later, didn't you? Stuff in those cans, it attracts you like a magnet.
George.
Like a magnet, like honey draws flies, like you attract me.
George, I didn't mean it out there, you know. You know how I get, George. I get crazy. You know, I didn't mean what I did.
You mean killing Mixer or trying to kill me?
George, I don't like it when you look at me like that. George, you know how much I love you.
Yeah, I know. Here, I opened the cases. Here's your real love. This and money. Here, have a can of dope. Go on, pick it up. Here's another. Go on, Claire. A can full of stuff. Lots of money in this. Have some more.
George, stop it. Stop it. You know I didn't mean what I did. I didn't, George. Stop looking at me that way. George, I'm your Claire. I make it up, George. I'll be different. I'll be everything you want me to be. George, please.
That's for sending me up the river on your forgery rap.
Please, George, don't.
Forget me. I'm deal with Mixer, doing everything to keep you from going straight to you.
Stay under
the sea. That's for killing Mixer in cold blood. That was for forcing me off the boat with your gun shooting at me like a duck in the water, leaving me there to die.
George, don't
hold me. Hey, what's
happening in there? Come on in. You're finished now, baby. All finished.
No, Jack, you won't. You won't.
Hey, what's all the noise?
Good heavens.
You looking for a killer? Here's your killer. She.
Hey, watch it. She's got a gun.
Oh.
Down. Stay down, Pam.
Okay. Throw me a killer. So I'll show what kind of a killer I am. You, George. Stand up. Stand up!
I can't. I've got a bullet in my leg.
Fine, I got more for you.
Jerry, the cans.
What about
busy body, you get on your feet.
Me?
Yeah, hurry up.
All right, I will.
So stand still. Stand still, I said, or...
No, Jerry.
No, I...
Come on, get her gun, Pam. Get her gun.
Oh, yes, I got it.
Nice pitching, mister. Real nice pitching.
Oh, yeah, but... Oh, golly, Jerry, suppose you'd missed.
Yeah, that's right. Suppose I'd missed.
Oh, Jerry. Don't ever do anything like that again.
You set this alarm.
Hmm? Oh. Mm. Oh, I set it.
For 3:30 in the morning?
Yep.
What in heaven's name did you do that for?
Just to remind us that we don't have to get up to go fishing.
Oh.
Good night, darling.
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North.